Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today we're going to talk about two important subjects, knowledge and love. I'm going to read you from 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Now, concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. And if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing, yet as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, this one is known by him. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1, 2, and 3. Now, having dealt with their questions about marriage and singleness, Paul then addressed the questions that the Corinthian Christians had regarding eating meat that had been sacrificed to idols. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse through chapter 10 gives a lot of attention to these things offered to idols. Now, in this case, it was a meal that was offered to idols. In the Roman world, the meat offered on pagan altars was usually divided into three portions. One portion was burnt in honor of the god. One portion was given to the worshiper to take home and eat. And the third portion went to the priest. At a busy temple, a lot of meat came to the priests. They often sold the meat that they didn't eat, either at a restaurant that was at the temple or a takeaway meat market at the temple. In addition, the meat served and sold at the temple was generally cheaper. Well, then, as well as today, people loved a bargain, including Christians. The whole issue of buying, eating, and serving meat that was offered to idols raised many questions for the Corinthian Christians. As a Christian, can I eat at the restaurant at a pagan temple? As a Christian, can I purchase and eat meat purchased at the temple meat market? As a Christian, if I am served meat as a guest at someone's home, should I ask them if it came from the pagan temple before I eat it? These were sometimes complicated and controversial subjects among the Christians in Corinth. While most of us don't deal directly with the issue of meat sacrificed to idols, there are many places where the practices and thinking of the world around us make a challenge for believers. Pay attention to how Paul first addressed these issues. Instead of talking about food, Paul first spoke of the principles of knowledge and love. Christian behavior is founded on love, not primarily knowledge. And the goal of the Christian life is not primarily knowledge, but love. Both knowledge and love will make something grow. In the way Paul meant it here, knowledge often leads to swelling pride. Love often leads to growing in grace and in the likeness of Jesus. The difference between the puffing up that knowledge does and the edifies or building up that love does, that difference is striking. It's the difference between a bubble and a building. Some Christians grow, others just swell. Here is a great starting point for controversial subjects, those that relate to Christian holiness. Recognize that when it comes to getting along in God's family, love is more important than knowledge. The love them all honors God more than the know-it-all, especially when we mean real love, not merely unoffensive niceness. Friend, don't be afraid of controversy, but make sure to lead with love. Real love, not superficial niceness.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.